Hi, my name is Adrian, and I'm a survivor of sexual assault. Journal entry, October 22nd, 2001. Letter to the perpetrators. Who do you think you are? You don't even know me. What made you think you could just take me away? You stole me from the party, from my friends. Where did you take me? What did you do to me? Was it all three of you? Did you take turns? Was it fun for you? End of journal entry. I was 19 years old and at a party with some friends from work. We were having a great time, drinking and socializing. I remember dancing on the lawn. Then suddenly, I was in the back seat of a car with three strange men I didn't know. What was happening? Who were these people? Where were they taking me? I panicked. Something wasn't right. I looked for a way out, but the car had only two doors. I couldn't jump out. I knew my life was in jeopardy. Although I couldn't remember what had happened beforehand, I knew I needed to get control of what was going to happen next. That's when I began to beg and plead, but to no avail. They did whatever they wanted to me. I felt like a zombie. Why couldn't I think straight? Why couldn't I react? What they were doing was wrong, but I couldn't move, couldn't control it. My body was defenseless. I surrendered to them, giving them my body in hopes to living to see another day. My strategy worked. I lived. I try not to question why. I had been drugged and sexually assaulted. After the attack, the three rapists brought me home. Ironically, the same people who violated me, took away my innocence and shattered my world, were the people who brought me to safety. Finally at home, I thought, at least it's all over. Little did I know, it had just begun. Journal entry continued, October 22nd, 2001. How could you do it? How could you violate me and take my innocence? Did you not think I would wake up? Were you prepared? Did you plan the evening out? Why did you take me home? Were you scared? Where's my shoe? Why was I muddy? Why was I wet? Was it hard to get my underwear down? So hard that you just didn't bother to pull it back up? Do you think about it every day? Do you replay it in your head? Over and over? Because I do. Does it invade your dreams? Do you realize you screwed up my whole life? Every aspect of it. You have no heart, no soul, no conscience. I'm so angry. I'm so mad. I wish you were dead. I want you to die a long and gruesome death. You've tainted me. You stole my innocence without my even knowing. Did you think I would not remember? So many unanswered questions. It's so hard to get closure. You've taken over my life. You haunt me. But you're not gonna win. I am strong, and I will beat you. I hate you with every breath I take. But that doesn't bother me, because at least I am breathing. You may have violated me and taken away something special from me, but you can't take away my life. I know justice will be served. If not in this life, then in the afterlife. End of journal entry. The world is a cruel, harsh place. One learns this after a personal invasion. That's what rape is. Rape is often compared to death. But I think of it as robbery because something so personal, so special, is taken from you. What is frustrating, though, is that at first, you can't quite pinpoint what's been taken. But before long, you notice what is missing. Dignity, pride, innocence, strength, courage, hope, love, trust, kindness, warmth, beauty, belonging, direction. These gifts you once treasured, they're gone now, and the hard part is accepting that and beginning to move on. Who was I before this happened? Before I was raped in my innocence, my trust, my spirit? It's painful to recall how innocent and fun-loving I was. That night, parts of me died. My optimism, my love for life, my thirst for adventure. Sometimes it seems pointless to acknowledge who I was before the assault, because I am not the same person anymore. How do I deal with this loss? How do I deal with what has happened? There is no set method. Each individual reacts differently and must discover his or her own path. For me, that path has led to some amazing accomplishments, as well as some horrifying realizations. The key is to take it one step at a time. Soon after my assault, I became very vocal. I thought about that horrible night every second of every day. I had this awful pain and didn't know how to relieve it. I figured if I were going to have to live with it and be uncomfortable, everyone around me was going to live with it too. Initially, I spoke out because I was mad at the world. Eventually, I realized it was necessary to speak out, not only for myself, but for others as well. Sexual assault is one of those topics no one ever brings up because it makes people feel so uncomfortable. Since most people don't realize the effects of sexual assault, I took it upon myself to let people know what had happened to me and how I felt. This was the beginning of my recovery. At first, I wanted to separate myself from my life, but I realized that it couldn't be. It is now a part of me. So I sought help. Counseling and speaking with a victim advocate got me started in the right direction. I attended a support group where I found it extremely helpful to meet women who have been through similar experiences. We helped each other by sharing our stories. The most important part of surviving and recovering is developing a support system. We are living in an awesome time right now. Not too long ago, we couldn't even talk about rape. It was considered shameful, something to be kept secret. However, now we're fortunate that victims of crime are encouraged to speak out. There are so many opportunities and ways to get help, but you have to ask. Unfortunately, this is probably one of the most difficult things to do. However, once you take the initial step, there will be people willing to help, and they'll support you the whole way. I know that I can't go through this alone, and I can't emphasize enough that without the people from whom I've sought help, I wouldn't be here today. My support team has given me the strength to succeed. Writing has been a very important part of my recovery process. Journaling gives me an opportunity to voice my thoughts and emotions. It's an outlet which helps me solve problems and relieve frustration. Writing also allows me to track my recovery process. I can look at previous entries in my journal and see how far I've come. These early entries also help me to remember. As time passes, I begin to forget. Forgetting might sound like healing, but it's not. I need to be able to acknowledge what has happened in the past in order to make sense of today. Anniversaries are important too. Not only the big ones, like 1 or 2 years after my rape. At first, I acknowledged the 4th and 5th day of each month as an anniversary. As my rape became a more distant part of my past, the small anniversaries became less important, but I still took note of them. Anniversaries are a time to mourn, to remember, or to do something good for myself. Sometimes they're a celebration of life. Always, they're a time for reflection. Regardless, these days are mine, and I allow myself to do what I want with them. Journal entry, February 3rd, 2003. Why is it the further away it gets, the more difficult the anniversaries become? I feel like it's a constant struggle. Well, it's been a whole year and a half since that night. The night that changed me forever. The night where 3 men stripped me of my dignity. What a horrible violation it was. A rape, not only of my body, but of my mind and soul as well. I lost everything that night. Everything that mattered. And now, it's just a memory. I thought I'd never forget the horror and pain I felt that night. I swore to myself I'd always remember the anger and hatred I felt. But now, I don't understand why I can't physically feel those emotions anymore. As time lapses, that night is becoming only a vague memory, a little tiny experience I keep in a special place in my mind. I thought I'd be able to take it out whenever I wanted to and feel, physically feel, the pain again. but it's so hard now. I try, and it's so hard. Is it wrong of me to be upset that I've forgotten it? It's become so much a part of my life, so much a part of who I am, that I'm afraid to let it go. It's who I am, in a sick sort of way. It's my security blanket, the one thing that sets me apart from everyone else. And now? Well, now it's fading away. It's slipping so fast. Soon it will have been 2 years, then 3, then 10, and soon it will be like it never happened. And I don't want it to be like that. I never want to forget it. I just can't let it go. And I'm so mad that I can no longer feel it. Why has it become so easy to forget? I feel like I've been raped again, raped in my memory, and I'm angry. I can't accept the fact that I might be ready to move on. I might be ready to let it go. Instead of embracing this wonderful accomplishment in my recovery process, I am angry and upset with myself for arriving at this point. I feel like I betrayed myself. Why can't I accept it and come to peace with things? End of journal entry. While it's difficult to let go of the past, it's sometimes just as difficult to build for the future. I continue to struggle when interacting with men. New issues always arise. I hate addressing these issues, but I realize that something must be done so I can continue to evolve, to grow within my recovery process. I need help and guidance. I know that I am a wonderful person with many great qualities, but love just takes time. Journal entry, March 9th, 2004. I think one of the hardest parts in recovery is the point where you've begun to forgive the opposite sex, where you've begun to acknowledge that you need someone to offer you love, trust, and support. However, no one is to be found. It's somewhat devastating. I know I don't need a man to be complete, but it would be nice to have someone to share myself with. Yeah, I have girlfriends, real good and loving friends, but sometimes it's not enough to fill that void in your life. Sometimes I feel so empty and alone. I have so much to offer, but there's no one there to receive it. People say, you'll find someone, just give it time. It will happen when you least expect it. I'll believe it when I see it. I don't think I'll ever find someone. First of all, who would want to accept someone with all the baggage I have? Rape equals issues. Before the rape, I was a virgin by choice. I am still a virgin, but for different reasons. When you see how sex can be used as a brutal weapon, how it can hurt someone so badly and take away so much, you begin to take sex so much more seriously. Plus, sex has become somewhat scary. Sexual acts can trigger unwanted memories, which brings me to baggage item number 2. My rape may disgust some men. It's never someone's fault for being assaulted, but the thought that someone has taken advantage of their girl could be a turnoff for some guys. And then there's the emotional roller coaster my life has become. Since the assault, I have had massive mood swings that are unpredictable, even to me. In addition to all that, I have major trust issues. If, by the good grace of God, I even find someone I can connect with, who's to say I'll let myself trust him? I'm so afraid of being hurt, yet by remaining alone, I feel like I'm constantly hurting myself. Maybe a man won't fill my void and make things better, but I've tried everything else. I've gotten all the help I possibly can, and now I'm stuck in this rut. I'm so lonely and depressed, and I wonder if a relationship with a decent guy won't help, what will? I'm scared to find out. I feel lost. I need someone to hold me and let me know it will be all right. What if I always feel this way? Will I ever be complete? End of journal entry. Each person deals with recovery in a different way. Getting involved has helped me. Through volunteer work, I found opportunities to help others. I've served as a peer educator, speaking on my campus and in my community about sexual assault, alcohol, and sexual health. Recently, I've reached a milestone in my own sexual assault recovery process. I've always been pretty open when it comes to talking about my rape, but I am now putting my name and face with my story for all to see. I believe this shows that this horrid crime is very real and can reach us all. In my public outreach, I've written articles and spoken to audiences about my own experience with rape, how it's affected my life, and how I've turned a horrible event into a positive experience by giving back to the community. The first time I spoke to a group of people about my rape and recovery process, I was exhilarated. I was amazed that people were truly listening to me and were concerned with what I had to say. I was able to capture the attention of an audience and educate people about sexual assault and the effects it has on an individual. Although sharing my story helps me with my own recovery process, what keeps me going is thinking about how many women and men I've touched, how many have been given a voice through my own story. Since my first talk, I've spoken to many audiences, some with as few as 8 people, and some that have numbered in the hundreds. Regardless of the size of the audience or the type of event, I know I am raising awareness about the crime of sexual assault. Whatever else happens, I know I want to continue my public speaking, to reach out to others, and also to see where it might take me. It's incredible that a single event can change your whole life, change who you are and your perspective on life. I never would have believed that recovering from rape would be so difficult, but it has been. I hate the fact that I was raped. It haunts my existence. It is always there. But I can't change the past, and I'm proud that I have made the best of a bad situation by not letting it control my life. My rape added another dimension to my existence, but it has not replaced all the others. It does not define who I am. I want people to know that I'm a regular young woman with a normal life and great expectations. I would never wish rape or crime upon anyone. However, I now know that survival and recovery can be a positive experience. I am extremely lucky. Thanks to my amazing friends and family, I haven't had to face things all alone. Some days are good and some are bad, but I'm grateful for each day that I'm alive. I know that my rape will never go away, and I understand that at times I may feel weak. But I also know that as long as I continue to receive support and understanding, I will continue to grow and become an even stronger person. I've come far in my recovery process, but I have also come to realize that ultimately, there is no recovery from a rape. It's not like the flu. It won't just go away. However, I do know I am and will continue to be a survivor. I will continue with my activism. I will strive to help end violence against women. If it weren't for the assault, I may have never become involved in such a worthy cause. Educating people and raising awareness about sexual assault is now an important part of my life and recovery process. It empowers me, allows me to be true to myself, and gives my life meaning. Through family and friends, I've been reassured that I am still me, an honor student, a social butterfly, athletic, and funny. But I have also been deeply changed, strengthened in some ways, more certain in my beliefs and values. I no longer minimize my experience in order to make others feel comfortable. The gruesome reality needs to be known. Women need to share their stories in order to help end violence against women. Journal entry, August 1st, 2004. I'm amazed at how far I've come, but at the same time, I'm overwhelmed by how far I still have to go. In a few short days, it will be the 3-year anniversary of my rape, 3 years of love, life, and laughter, as well as 3 years of pain, anger, and frustration. I've learned and grown so much in such a short time, and it has all stemmed from that one horrible event, which altered my world forever. I'm no longer upset when I think about it. I don't think what if anymore. I don't wonder what my life might be like had I never been assaulted. I've come to the realization that although you can't change the past, you can shape the future. I now know why this has happened to me. Not as a punishment, not to make me suffer, but to help me help others. With my voice, my words, my courage, and my commitment, I am able to spread the word about sexual assault and can be a voice for others. I truly believe I've made a difference in this world and will continue to make a difference in the future. I am no longer afraid of what the future holds. I know I have the strength to handle everything that comes my way. There's still so much more for me to learn and so much for me to share. I am eager and excited to face the future head on. End of journal entry.